My idea to write Oreos and the Oranges happened quite a long time ago, in that, as a child, I kept going to Pelee Island, which drew me and made me so interested in its legends and its culture, just by the very nature that the island was a fascinating escape away from the city of Windsor where I lived. So the truth is that my inspiration to write something on Pelee Island happened long before I even began to consider being a poet. I did leave Toronto in order to go to Pelee Island to pursue this old notion of wanting to write some poetry that highlighted Pelee Island. I left Toronto and moved myself down to Pelee Island. I lived in an old farmhouse by myself for near to a year in 2003. I took my dog and my cat and a Volkswagen van with me, and I lived in an old, early century farmhouse. And between spending time in such a rustic home to walking around the island and actually imbibing some of the mythology of the island, I slowly got led to the rocks of Hulda, or Hulda's Rock, which is on the northern tip of Pelee Island off of what's called Sheridan Point. I didn't live too far away from Sheridan Point, and so I spent much time walking there. As I was reading some of the legends of the island, and did read about the legend of Hulda, it was with me as I spent my days crawling around Sheridan Point. I actually would trespass on, which was quite a wealthy man, for I believe he was from Ohio's property. There was an abandoned and ruined winery on the property, and big meadow grasses, and it was just a lovely place to go and contemplate and meditate. And I found myself on Sheridan Point one day, and I was in a space that was a bit of a struggle. I was feeling kind of sad, perhaps a little bit lonely. And I was looking out at the rocks where it's reputed Hulda jumped to her death after finding out, or finally realizing, that her British soldier husband would never return to her. And there was a moment that occurred for me where, instead of understanding the story as simply a narrative, oh, this happened, and then this happened, and then she did this, oh, that's that story that is the myth of Hulda, I actually emotionally connected with what it might have felt like to be standing on those rocks, hovering just before death, and in such despair. And when I went back to write a series of poems on Pelee Island, the story of Hulda kept at me, and so I started to write it. I started to write what I imagined the voices of that myth might sound like. And along the way, this more modern love story came to be, and poems started to come up that dealt with this more contemporary notion of love and impossible love and self-love, essentially. And the two narratives began to weave themselves together in ways that I found very interesting. So along the way, I knitted in things like bird migration and punk rock in Detroit, and I knitted in some of the old shipwrecks along the Pelee Passage and wondered after what might be at the bottom of the lake. And that became an allegorical way to describe loss, or to describe the mining of experiences. So by the time Oreos and the Oranges was written, it was a finely woven piece, because it put together these two evolving narratives that came out of my writing, but also bits and pieces of my experiences as somebody born and raised in that area. Things that I found out in research at the Historical Society, things that I came across in actually being a resident of the island. And so it became my island. In fact, there's a poem in the piece that is about my island, and I describe that once I start to tell you all of the things that are on this island that I lived in physically, it actually becomes more of a psychic space. It becomes this thing that I can only take you around the edge of. It's an experience that I can only give you as an outline, in that it becomes this island, my space, my internal space, my interior reality. And so that those are some of the many impressions I've had in putting together this book, and I very much hope you enjoy the reading.